This is Joel Selvin, back with my guest tonight, Big Al Anderson. And I also see that some of your very earliest work has actually been re-released on CD lately. The Al Anderson album on Vanguard?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 22. Because I was already in the queue. And I wasn't allowed to sing on Scraps. And they let me sing one song on Workshop. And then the manager went in there and said, "You're not doing with any of this guy, you suck." And that record company got so mad they just let me go. But I did make that one record.
Aside all of your money, baby, 'cause it won't be long for I come knocking on your back door. 'Cause I'm gonna wine ya, I'm gonna dine ya, we're going dancing, and we'll do every step they made up till we drop down on the floor. Then we'll sneak back to the house, and if we're quiet as a mouse, we'll get together. I'll put my hands up on your knee, you put your arms around me to make it better. And we'll make love.
Did anybody notice it at the time?
Not really. Recently, Norah Jones found out about it. And she mentioned it in Songwriter magazine. We got in touch with each other, and I went up and played with her at the Living Room in New York City. It was great. Had a ball. I think she's great. Went over to her house, and we rehearsed a little bit. Pretty cool.
Well, she's a fan of the Vanguard album?
Yeah. Oh, big time. She thinks, or at the time she was.
This is a rare record. Who's heard it?
It's around. Everything I've ever done is pretty rare. But I'm here talking to you.
And, of course, the Vanguard record was preceded by your career as with the Wild Weeds.
Right. We had four singles that came out on the Cadet. Three on Cadet and one on Cadet Concept. We had one hit called No Good to Cry. It was the first thing on Cadet.
Close the game, you're in it.
rhythm and blues band. We all came out of black clubs in Hartford, or Hammond organ jazz trios and stuff like that. And things were changing just as we didn't adapt to that as well. We were better of an R&B band. So then in 1971, we got invited up to play with NRBQ up in Clinton Corners, New York. And it turned out it was really an audition for me. Then they asked me to join, so that was the end of the weeds.
It turned into an audition, or was that just happenstance?
That was a clandestine, something I didn't know about till later. Because we were all NRBQ nuts.
How many albums did NRBQ put out at that point?
Two, on Columbia. First thing I ever heard was Flatfoot Floozy with Steve Ferguson doing that intro. Stoned out of my mind, I just went, what the hell was that? Don't even play anymore. Go back and play the intro. Then I got the first album, which is still my favorite. The best NRBQ is with Steve, no matter what anybody tells you. No matter what you tell me.
Back in the Basement Record Library with Big Al Anderson.